At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Here, right back at it. Told you last night I'd be back at 7 p.m. It's another 5-hour KM to AM. A sprint, not a marathon. Dial 888-808-1019 if you want to talk to me. If you're into sports talk radio, we're going to talk about everything. If you like listening to random calls, random conversation, we got 5 hours to do so. There's a lot to unpack. And this time of the year, there's a lot of thinking going on about what's going to happen. Seats are hot and who's going where and who's staying, who's fired, who's hired, and what changes need to be made. And I don't think we're there yet, obviously, with the Jets. We'll give the Jets a little bit of a break for now. Let's start with the Mets and Yankees. With the Mets, obviously, the Mets had to fire some people. Some heads had to roll after the disaster of a season that was. You know, somebody has to pay. It's not going to be David Stearns in year two. It's not going to be Carlos Mendoza in year two. But they found a new hitting coach, a new director of hitting development. Jeff Albert will be in charge. And I think that's good. I don't think you're going to be too worried about the hitting unless you're not bringing back Pete Alonso. And then Kai Correa is the new bench coach, as you just heard in the update from Ack. Jeff Passan was on both. So some changes are being made for the Mets. And I think that it's very important for these guys that are coming in to continue to establish the standard and the culture that the Mets want to set and make sure that clubhouse is tight-knit and locked in and focused all the way. You know, they could have fired Carlos Mendoza after, I don't know, honestly, the most embarrassing year ever, but they weren't going to do that in year two. But there was a case for it. He couldn't rally the troops. The ship sank from June 13th on, and with all that talent in there, I guess you can't blame the players, blame the coaches, but maybe they shake things up. Maybe they do make some trades. Maybe they do bring in some arms. I would assume that Steve Cohen is going to nudge David Stearns a bit and say, hey, we have the money. Get us some better pitching. Hey, we can't rely on the kids. We can't rely on who's here. We need more. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, the Mets have had an early start on this. But it seems like the Yankees, who have had less than a week here to make some changes, they've gotten started as well. Per Andy Martino, first base and infield coach Travis Chapman and bullpen coach Mike Harkey will not be returning to the Yankees staff for the 2026 season. Chapman served in his role since the 2022 season, while Harkey was the bullpen coach in two stints from 2008 to 2013 and then 2016 to 2025. And I think Harkey is a favorite in the clubhouse. Maybe he's getting another opportunity. Maybe he's just getting up there in age and wants to move on. Maybe the Yankees said, well, this bullpen was terrible at many points and times of this season. We got to go a different direction as far as getting them prepared and having those guys ready to go. You know, speaking of being prepared and not being prepared to hit, I did see that James Rawson will interview for the Twins managerial position. I don't know how much truth there was to that. That was reported by Darius Glover earlier today. And, I mean, he can go, too. The Yankees have changed hitting coaches. They've had three hitting coaches in the last three seasons. So if they want to do that, they can do that. But let's talk about one thing. Aaron Boone is not going anywhere. And you might not like to hear it. And I've kind of got to a point where I don't care. They're not firing Aaron Boone. And I will be absolutely shocked if I'm on tonight and that news comes out that they're firing Aaron Boone, that they're deciding to move on from Aaron Boone. You know, when the Knicks decided to kick Tommy T up out of there, you know, when they decided to move on from Tom Thibodeau, we all said, well, he just signed his extension. He just got to the Eastern Conference Finals where they had never been. And the Knicks decided to join the conversation with everyone else in New York. 5,000 days since we've had a champion crowned in the four major sports. The Knicks decided to join that conversation of it's championship or bust. We have championship expectations and this isn't good enough. He's got us so far. We've got to make a move. I don't expect that to happen with Aaron Boone. He got to the World Series. He ended the appearance drought. But here we are 16 years of the World Series championship drought. Eight of those years, half of that time, has been with Aaron Boone. I call Aaron Boone the cool dad. Sometimes you need cool dad. Maybe behind closed doors, he's able to be the authoritative, forceful, mad dad. But to me, he's the Gen Z manager of these Gen Z Yankees. You see it. You know it. They've talked about it. You know, Aaron Boone has talked about how social media is so tough on these guys. And we'll get to, you know, Trey Yesavage and what he talked about with his family being attacked on social media. Don't go at them. Come at me. And then what he also did last night. You know, Aaron Boone never managed anywhere else. He was handpicked because they knew he was going to be able to deal with the media, never throw the players under the bus. He was going to be an extension of the front office, and he was going to be in lockstep with them. Now there's 2 years left. There's 2 years left of Aaron Boone, and I think that he's going to get that time because Joe Girardi got 10 years. Torrey got 12. Yes, I know they won World Series, but like now is the time for urgency more than ever. I feel like the Yankees showed some urgency after missing the postseason in 2023. They went to go get one of the best players in the game. They added one of the best left-handed hitters in the game to the team. They got to the World Series. I feel like there was some urgency when that player went elsewhere, but they tried to get him. They did offer him the largest contract in the history of the New York Yankees. He declined and booked himself a flight to Cancun. It's fine. But then what did they do? They went and got Max Fried. They got Paul Goldschmidt. They got Cody Bellinger. They got Devin Williams. They made a couple little moves. But you know what they did not do? They did not stack the deck. They did not go all the way. I'm expecting them to go all the way now. I'm expecting them to be tired of being mocked. I'm expecting them to be upset about getting one win in your building back-to-back years in the round that bounced you out. They won the bullpen game against the Dodgers. Had the next game won, and we all know what happened in that fifth inning. And speaking of the Dodgers, as we talk about this being a crapshoot, it's not a crapshoot for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here they are again, three wins away from going back to defending their World Series and trying to be the first team to repeat since you did, New York Yankees. They're the new evil empire with this deferral loophole. They have all the stars. They have more stars joining them every year, like you saw Blake Snell pitch last night, masterfully. The rich only get richer, especially when you can defer money for 10 years, and you have a unicorn in Shohei Ohtani, and you have Freddie Freeman, and you have all these other guys. It's not a crapshoot for them. They built that over there in LA to get to this point. The Yankees have built over the years, and they've gotten close, but as we talk about crapshoots and rolling the dice, Boone has gotten there every year except for the year that Judge was hurt, but they haven't been able to get lucky enough to roll a head crack and win the whole thing. I don't know what it's going to take. Are you not embarrassed being mocked by the Blue Jays, who are looking fraudulent now? Shout out to Big Mac. They are frauds. They got all big and tough for the Yankees, right? They saw New York across the chest and the pinstripes, and Vladdy Jr. had fire in his eyes. He's 0 for 7 in this next series, right? They partied in Yankee Stadium. They popped champagne in your building. They played Frank Sinatra. They mocked you. Start spreading the news. When are the New York Yankees going to get tired of that? In this next 2 years, Brian Cashman will be 60 years old. When is Brian Cashman going to get tired of going into the season without a third baseman? We won't have to worry about that coming into this year. Going into this, you know, going into the season like they did this year, trying to squeeze whatever little bit they could get out of DJ LeMahieu when you knew he was cooked. You knew he was done, but you just had to see it again. You had to throw him out there at second base, the only position that he could play. Play Jazz Chisholm out of position. For what? For what? You're the New York Yankees. Brian Cashman himself said he wants this to be the Mecca of baseball. That's not Mecca-like activities. Relying on Marcus Stroman to make starts. Carlos Carrasco to make starts. Young Will Warren was a year probably ahead of schedule. He had to make a ton of starts this year. And then ultimately had a terrible showing in game two of the ALDS, where you allowed him to die out there and light that whole game on fire, and that's where I thought the series was over. As I got on that Sunday night, and I don't usually do the videos that you see on WFA and Twitter or Instagram, but shout out to Ryan, I sent one in, and I said, I don't think any team is beating this Blue Jays team three times in a row. They dug themselves in a hole that I don't see them getting out of. So I wasn't crushed when they lost at home the second game. I was actually excited because I knew this week I'd come in here at 7 o'clock. My show is 7 to 12. I'll be on for 5 hours instead of 11 to 2 or 12 to 2. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan would love to talk to you. But Aaron Boone is going nowhere. And so what I need to see in this next 2 years, hopefully we don't lock out, what I need to see is a change in them. They changed the beard policy. They stopped playing Frank Sinatra after losses. Okay, those things are cool and all. But stop pitching guys when you know they're struggling, when you know they don't have it. Stop resting guys because it's scheduled rest, taking a hot bat out of the lineup. You need every single game. In this new postseason format, you got to the World Series last year being the number one seed, winning your division. And that's another reason why they're not firing Aaron Boone. What sense would it make to fire the manager when he had the same amount of wins last year going to the World Series as he did this year being bounced in the DS? They're not firing the guy. They're not firing him because the captain, Aaron Judge, who finally performed in this postseason, which I was telling you all year, what if this is the year? And silly me, I thought they had a deep enough lineup that if Judge performed, who was stopping him? Trent Grisham was stopping him. Jazz Chisholm was stopping him. Ben Rice was stopping him. Giancarlo Stanton was stopping him. Cody Bellinger was stopping him. Anthony Volpe was stopping him. Austin Wells was stopping him. Judge hit 500 with, you know, 1,200 OPS and a huge homer and a defining moment. But what is that moment to us now? Okay, we can stop the narrative of Judge coming up small in the postseason. But as I count,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Aaron Judge will be 34 this upcoming season. Windows closing. Gerrit Cole just turned 35 this season. Just lost a season. Getting Tommy John. Windows closing. Postseason G. Playoff Stanton, who didn't hit one home run. But, you know, Stanton's always the guy to rah-rah and tell these guys, we need to get it together. We need to do this. We don't get swept at home. We need to lock in. Stanton, and his money comes down a little bit this year. Stanton is 36 come November 8th. Arguably three Hall of Famers. Billions of dollars in their contracts. $1 billion. No World Series ring to show for it would be shameful. That is my nightmare. I've been on the fan 4 years bringing up this nightmare of the Yankees hitting their drought, right? Matching the longest drought, 17 years. Next year will be 17 years without a World Series championship. And that window closing with this much talent. When are the Yankees going to look in the mirror and self-audit themselves? Remember they were supposed to do that 2 years ago? That never happened. Bring somebody else in to see how they do things, their processes, everything. Tear it down. You know, and when you're looking at this current setup here, where we're down to this, you know, final four, you should look at a Mariners team that you swept in your building and wonder, well, damn, they hit home runs like us. They got Cal Raleigh who hit more home runs than Judge. They're trying to give him the MVP over Judge. They've got guys that mash. It worked for them in the postseason. As I was telling you last week, don't call me and tell me about the Rogers Center or the Blue Jays cheating or having signs or their home splits or their swing and miss. I'm like, they got beat. It's no conspiracy. The Yankees didn't hit. The Yankees got no hit by Treya Savage, his first postseason start. The Yankees had bases loaded against Kevin Gausman. All they could do was work a walk to score a run. It's not cheating. Are the Mariners cheating now on the road? The Mariners who had to play 15 innings on Friday, pop champagne, celebrate, get on the road, and have already taken the first two in Toronto? If you're a Yankee fan, you're definitely looking at this series with a little bit of a side eye. And for me, I'm tired of it, bro. I wear the Yankee logo on me all the time. It's part of my personality. It's part of who I am. I'm a diehard fan. You know that. I can't shake it. I can't get away from it, and I don't want to. I want the Yankees to do what they're supposed to do. Fill out the roster. We don't need two left-handed catchers. Like, Cashman, before you turning 60 years old, before this Aaron Boone contract extension is up, do the things that need to be done. Stack the deck. They're not firing Aaron Boone. They're never firing Brian Cashman. These guys got to get the fire inside of them where they say, who is taking the American League next year? The Mariners, who are now two wins away. This is a magic carpet ride for the Mariners, and good for them. They have a great fan base. I went out there for the All-Star game, met a lot of Mariners fans. They deserve it. I think a lot of time we get so much main character syndrome with the New York Yankees, we think it's all about us. It's all about mocking us. This is the get back for all of the years that the Yankees won championships. The rest of the league loves to laugh. The Yankees lose, right? Nobody's going to kill the Toronto Blue Jays for losing to the Mariners. They already crowned them for knocking off the Yankees. And the Yankees, all they can say they did this year, and I guess this is where you hang the banner, first team to come back from down 0-1 in the wild card three-game set. And Aaron Boone finally outmanaged Alex Cora and didn't let Alex Cora knock him out a third time. But it's not good enough for a team that was supposed to be trying to get back to the World Series and probably could have if they were able to get home field, if they were able to not play that round, if they were able to set up their pitching differently in their building, who knows? If I'm Brian Cashman, if I'm Aaron Boone, if I'm Aaron Judge, I'm saying enough is enough, man. We don't have forever. This American League isn't going to magically get crazier. The Boston Red Sox are going to just take that much of a leap. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Mariners, the Tigers, the Astros. It should be the New York Yankees, but they have to do the little things. Instead of taking shortcuts and cutting corners and playing players that are washed, cooked, or thinking they could get by with Yorbit Vivas, stop. Take 162 games seriously. You need every single game. If you had one more game, instead of being swept by the Marlins or the Cincinnati Reds beating you out there, or you guys can go through it. You guys know what happened this season. They blew nine games on the arm of Devin Williams. They didn't have to force him in there all those times. They want to throw Luke Weaver 100 times. Mark Leiter Jr., it's like, hey, can we not? But that's why I said they're not firing Aaron Boone, because he's in lockstep. They have scripts. They have lanes. They have pregame meetings where they decide whose throw day it is. You see the bullpen budget on the Yes Network, and you already know who's going to go. 888-808-1019. I got to go. We got to take a break. But my open is basically the Yankees aren't changing. They'll change some coaches out. This is Aaron Boone's era of the New York Yankees. The Aaron's era of Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge. And Boone has a ton of mistakes in the postseason. From Jay Happ coming out of the bullpen to taking Gerrit Cole out at 88 pitches. Throwing Nestor Cortez in there after he hadn't pitched for a month. You can go to this year. Taking Max Fried out, putting Luke Weaver in. Doing it again in Toronto. Why are you going to Luke Weaver again? It's the postseason. It's not time to build anybody's confidence up. We need every out. We need every game. Urgency is needed. Sorry for yelling. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll talk Yankees first. Of course, we're going to talk about Aaron Glenn. From Aaron Judge to Aaron Boone to Aaron Glenn, we'll talk about the Jets and their situation. He's not going anywhere either. I will try to rein it in a little bit with the New York Giants. But I know you Giants fans need this. You haven't had this. And I got to see it live last Thursday. I get it. But we gotta chill just a little bit. It's week 7. And the Rangers are on tonight. And the Devils are going to have their home opener. And the Islanders are playing. And before you know it, it's the Knicks and the Nets. It's the most wonderful time if you're a sports fan like me that just watches sports and talks sports. So this is a 5-hour show. Call me up and be a part of it. The YouTube chat is live, up and running. I see y'all in the chat. I see us building on YouTube. As WFAN YouTube is approaching 90,000 subscribers, please go on and subscribe even if you just want to listen and don't want to be on the chat. Let's have some fun tonight. Again, you know, the Yankee season is over, so I can get on when people can hear me and I can go home and go to sleep at 12:30. I'll be popping magnesium and melatonin in here the last hour of the show. Stay tuned. I watch the team live. I watch every single game. I read the news, and we've been going through the motions for years. We've had good teams. Last year, we thought we might have had a great team, but that also could have just been a technicality type of thing, like who we face, when we face them. And, you know, when you look back on that team with Alex Verdugo and Anthony Rizzo and, you know, Judge playing out of position and Jazz playing out of position and some of the guys you had to rely on to make starts and come out of the bullpen, like, it's a facade, man. Enough. Enough. When are the Yankees going to look in the mirror and say enough is enough? When are the Yankees going to look in the mirror and say we can't cut corners? Let's build out this roster correctly so A-Rod and Jeter aren't mocking us on the postgame show. Let's give our fans something that they can actually be proud of. Not a, you know, wild card round division series where we win one game. Like, let's get back to the World Series and have this damn parade. I was going on a rant last week about how the Yankees do give us the best shot every year out of all of these New York teams, as we're literally talking about 5,000 days now since we had a championship. And I think it was Derek from San Francisco that called me and said, you know, he made his son a Yankees fan. Are we cursed? No, we're not cursed. But are the Yankees moving the goalposts? The goalpost was supposed to be win the World Series, nothing else. Do they look in the mirror and say, well, we won the same amount of games as we won last year. Ah, it's a crapshoot. You know, one game difference and maybe we could have maybe, you know, building was sold out. Fans are showing up. Judge is still Judge. Look what we found in Max Fried. Look what we found in Cam Schlittler. Look what we found in Ben. Like, I hope they're not. I hope they're uncomfortable. I hope they're looking at, because I remember a few years back, you know, Aaron Boone talking about the league has closed the gap on us. Your division has closed the gap on you. The league is mocking you. The league doesn't look at you as the upper echelon anymore. You're a target. The target's on your back. This is the get back. For all the years that you won when baseball was different and baseball is changing, we're about to have the automatic balls and strike system for sure. We need it now, but, you know, we'll get it in 2026. You've got pitch calm. You've got the pitch clock. You guys know the game has changed drastically. Just the postseason format. The Mets couldn't even make it in this postseason format. Carmine is in West Hempstead on the Fan. Hello, Carmine.
Hey, Keith. I want to compliment you because you are so eloquent for every single Yankee fan out there. You actually took most of the fire away from my rant and rave already, but you hit on one very salient point, and that is I don't think this team approaches each game with the urgency and the imperative to win that game.
We do.
They went 51 games. I know we do. We went 51 games, and we saw them go 20 and 31. They did not take this seriously. They kept on saying, don't panic, don't worry. When they went into the series against Toronto, oh, yeah, it should be fun. What's fun? They got their heinies kicked.
And Boone brought up Buck Martinez, right? He said, you know, we think we're a pretty good team, unlike some people up here, some opinions up here. And you know what they did? They shoved that up your – they literally laughed at you on the pregame or the media day availability with Boone bringing that quote back up. And then what they dog-walked you the first two games in their building. You did not look like a good team.
The Yankees, they're not a good team.
This is infuriating. There is no imperative to win every game. You and I live and die with every game and every pitch, and they go 20 and 31 and say, hey, don't worry about it, we'll be fine. If they had just gone 25 and 25, they would have won the division. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, they threw Devin Williams out there nine times for nine losses. Mm-hmm. If they had even considered doing something different by one game, they would have had a bye in the first round. And by the way, that doesn't guarantee anything, right? It's like I said, there is no urgency, and that starts at the top. Why didn't you go out and get Alex Bregman? You knew you had a hole at third base. Why didn't you go get Josh Naylor? These guys were available. And I grant you, Cody Bellinger was wonderful. But you know what? Kyle Tucker was out there, too. We're watching Mason Williams go to the San Diego Padres. All of these guys. And I know you can't kiss all the girls, but at the very least, where you have holes in your lineup at third base, right, at first base, they signed Paul Goldschmidt. Nice. But you know what? If you were really serious about stacking the deck and loading your lineup, Miller was available. And this is what I mean. It starts at the top.
Thanks for the call, Carmine. I just wanted to jump back in there. Yeah, you can't get everybody. You can't kiss all the girls. Depending on who you are. KM to AM. I don't kiss any girls. I kiss my wife. Once upon a time, I was out there, though. I'm kidding. KM to AM. Yo, let's be serious. Let's be serious. All right, this is dead serious. I'm dead ass about the Yankees. They weren't getting Kyle Tucker. Because the Astros weren't about to do that dance with us. I actually thought about today because as people are putting out the offseason plans, right, people are talking about either trading Luis Gil or making him a bullpen arm. And I'm like, wasn't it Luis Gil who they were saying the Astros wanted? And we were like, no, no, no. And then Luis Gil missed the whole year and then his one postseason appearance. Like, I mean, if Luis Gil and who else was holding up the deal for Kyle Tucker, run it. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm paying Kyle Tucker. He's going to be a top free agent. Belly was already here. Belly worked well here. Belly was a plus defender, can play four positions. Didn't have the postseason that we would have wanted, but he was hurt. I'm still waiting to hear more about this heel injury and what that is. Like, you know, he was hurt. And I'm not making excuses for him. He's got to perform. But then when you talk about getting Alex Bregman, they were never signing Bregman. And I understand that as well because I'm not giving him $40 million. That's what Judge makes. He's opting out of his deal with the Boston Red Sox. How far did that get them? You know, but like we're at a crossroads here. Not only did you run Anthony Volpe out there every single day, you did it while he was hurt. We watched the kid in that Tampa game lay on the ground. He was injured. He tore his labrum. And he stayed in that game, and then he played for weeks and was like, why? Why do we do these things? That's why we have trust issues with y'all. Because we go to every game yelling and screaming, ranting and raving, thinking that we're going to win, and then we hit a June boon swoon, and then we think we're coming out of it. Nope, July, you going to cry. And we're like, why? Why is this happening with all of this talent on the team? You know, why is this happening with this payroll, the $315, $20 million payroll, where when the beard policy happened, Chris Kirschner asked Hal Steinbrenner about the payroll because at the time we were like, we need another bat. We didn't know what Trent Grisham would be. Happy trails, Trent Grisham, if you want to take the qualifying offer, I guess. We didn't know that Ben Rice in his second act was going to be all that he was, but I remember Chris Kirschner asking Hal about that and Hal saying, I don't think we need to spend anymore. I think $308 million is enough. And talking about how they needed to develop young talent. Well, how much developing did you do of the Martian, Jason Dominguez, this year? Not much because of what Trent Grisham became. Volpe regressed. Austin Wells regressed. You tip your cap to Will Warren, Ben Rice, and Cam Schlittler. But there's some issues here, and we're at a crossroads here. It's not good enough. And there can't be any more of this feelings over the fans. Like, that's what I was tweaking about all season. I'm like, man, Devin Williams' feelings is more important than all of us. Oh, we gotta build up his confidence. Throw him out there again. I'm at those games. Like, what are they doing? Anthony Volpe's feelings are more important than production at the bottom of the lineup. Led the league in errors. That's not Mecca-like. That's not upper echelon-like. Richard is in Manhattan with us next. What's up, Rich?
Keith, before I get to the Yankee point, did you hear Jeter and A-Rod? They were pregame. There's tension between Jeter and A-Rod.
Really?
A-Rod was talking about how he approaches and he divides the plate and quarters or hair. And Jeter comes and says, well, you know, I don't do that 10%, 20% thing, 50. Like, he's
They're
mocking.
Completely different hitters, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but why mock the guy? Oh, that, you know, say, well, I prefer this way. That's it.
Jeter is always above A-Rod in his own eyes and many
terrible.
Like,
terrible.
Even all these years later. Yep.
I mean, I just noticed, I'm not into that stuff. I'm not into watching it or hearing it, but very bad, especially at this stage of your life.
No, nah, it's anyway, forever. They just happen to be working together getting that check, but that's forever.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Keith, the Yankees beat themselves against Toronto. The most important game of the season, Game 3 against Boston, they went with a formula they only did 12 times during the regular season. What was that? Use two pitches. They went Schlieder 8 and Bednar 9th, and it worked. It won them that series against Boston. Game 4 against Toronto. Why did they switch it? At the last batter, Schlieder gave up the ground ball, double play ball, tough play, but Chisholm should have handled it. It could have been a double play out of the inning.
Yeah.
Why did he take him out? He
because
took him out and
he,
went to
he
the standard
on,
regular
to start
season.
Inning.
Go to Williams, go to Duvall,
and they
game
had to,
over.
These
then
guys had to pitch.
Bednar, too late. Yeah. They had the formula already from 6 days before.
Yeah,
but
different
he had,
game,
they had
different,
to get
different
smart.
Lineup. Different game, different lineup. I hear you, Richard. To execute.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
On only, you know, throwing two pitchers, like how Garrett Crochet came in here and told his manager, you're going to take the ball from me and give it to Chapman. You need a starter that can go eight. Once they get to that magic number of 100, it's the witching hour. It's scary time. It's scary hours. It's all, hold on, their arm's going to fall off. And then a lot of these guys get in trouble and they don't have it. Rodon loses it, doesn't have it. Max Fried, and I hope that Max Fried in this offseason learns to be more of a Garrett Cole type and be like, nah, push back. I'm not coming out of the game. But he's respectful and he's new here. He's not new here anymore. Like, if Boone comes out and you have more to give, shake him off. Tell him no. You go back in the dugout. But yeah, he's able to take Max Fried out because they agreed upon the inning before. Get me one more batter. Get me this left-handed batter, Jaron Duran, here, and your night is done. No, this is the postseason. Stop managing the postseason like it's the regular season. There is no tomorrow. In Kettleworth, let's go to Jerry on the fan next. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing? Big fan of yours. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I'm a frustrated Yankee fan, just like you. Been a fan since, I'd say, 85, since I was real small. And I'm just tired of, I know Boone's not going anywhere. Everything you said, I agree with. To me, he's an analytic puppet. And until you move him, I don't see us winning. You know, he keeps making these stupid moves that I scratch my head out. And I'm like, what are you doing?
He's doing what they agreed upon. He's doing what they met and talked about pregame. Some of this, there's no other rhyme or reason for some of the bullpen decisions or even some of the, like, it's just, you know that they talked about it pregame and said, okay, here's the lane for Devin Williams. Here's the lane for Mark Leiter Jr. Here's the lane for Luke Weaver. Us as fans are like, what are you doing? Luke Weaver's been terrible. What are you doing? Leave the starter in. Like, I don't know. They agree on these things pregame, and then Boone executes them, and it seems like they take out the feel and the heartbeat of the game, and they just go off of a script.
Now, let me ask you, do you think you see Judge as a team leader? I don't, to
of
me,
course.
He doesn't have that fire.
He is not like, I don't know, Vladdy, who is belly flopping home and hitting home plate and yelling and screaming and celebrating like that, because he's Judge. You know, even when he hits a home run off the foul pole, he doesn't really hot dog that too much. He does a little bit, but that's just Judge's way. They all respect this guy. They all love this guy. They all admire this guy. He's larger than life. Like, he's literally a huge human being. And the way he plays this game, they all respect him and they try to emulate him and follow his lead. Now, I do feel like with Garrett Cole coming back, that's going to be another leader that they can follow behind that does have a little bit of fire. Stanton is too old. Stanton, to me, can try to be the rah-rah guy where, like, they respect his resume in the back of the baseball card, and he can get up in front of the room and command. But, like, he's going out there, and he's chasing the slider away. He's striking out. He's not hitting home runs anymore. I don't know what he's going to be in this next year. I know he's already clogging up the lineup. He's a DH that gets on base and can't run, and you just got to keep running him out there for the sake of he can hit home runs. But when he doesn't, you know, what are we doing? They need to continue to add players to this team that are going to be dogs, that are going to be leaders, that are going to fight. Thanks for the call, Jerry. I don't know, man. This is important offseason as far as, you know, who's coming back, who's not coming back. You know that this deadline, the moves that were made, were for some players that are going to be here. If they filled out the roster at the deadline some. Cashman did that intentionally. Guys that are under control, not going after all rentals. Like, you pretty much know who the bullpen is going to be. Expect to see Jake Bird back. Expect, you know, Bednar to be your closer. Now, Luke Weaver is good as gone. Devin Williams said he's open to coming back, and I'm open to Devin Williams coming back. You're not going to pay him closer money. You're going to pay him setup guy money, and maybe, I don't know, we'll see what his market is. Like, when he figured it out, he was good, but it took a long time to figure it out because it's the Yankees. Oh, you're the closer. You're not the closer. No, now Luke Weaver's hurt. You got to be the closer. Now you're the setup guy. Oh, we're going to keep throwing you into, you know, tight games and situations. Then when we make you a low-lev dev and you build back up, like, of course, it's inevitable that we throw you in the last game of the season and you give up runs. But they got to have some dogs, some fight in them. They got to have some guys that go out there and scratch and claw and fight for every win and take it personal. You're getting everybody's best shot. And it's evident by the way that the Blue Jays have been zeros against the Mariners in their building, but they were superheroes against you. 888-808-1019. I have to take another break. I see Jets fans and Mets fans calling up. I will sprinkle a little bit of the Jets and Mets conversation in there for you. But Yankee fans that are on hold, Jonathan, Anthony, Mario, Mike, Jim, we will get to you. It's a five-hour show. I'm going to talk to everybody. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere, BRB. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking to the greatest fans in the greatest city of the world about our teams, about the future, about what's going to happen next. And you know, I feel for the fans that double as Mets and Jets fans. Because you go from a Mets season that had expectations of getting back to the NLCS and World Series. You know, I joked last night, do Mets fans see the Milwaukee Brewers versus the Dodgers and say, hey, we should be in Milwaukee facing those guys? Or, you know, if it was us instead of the Reds, we would have knocked the Dodgers off. And then you wouldn't have. But you go from such high expectations, highs of highs, having the best record in baseball. You got Juan Soto, MVP, to now not knowing if Pete Alonso is coming back. He wants a 7-year deal. Juan Soto is trolling and still talking about Cancun now. It's been weeks. And, you know, you're hiring some new coaches. I was just reading about Correa. He's 37 years old. He's young. He's the same age as me. So maybe he relates to guys differently. I don't know. They got to shake up that clubhouse. They got to shake up the voices. And I think that's what they're trying to do. And for the Jets, right, the Met fan that comes from a miserable ending to the season, you can't beat the Miami Marlins. They find a way. They can't score late. They just find a way to lose. And it's the Cincinnati Reds that edge you out to go to the postseason in the first year, Juan Soto. You try to roll into football season, and it's over. By the time that the Mets season was over, the Jets season was also over. And I've been saying for weeks now, damn, Aaron Glenn had me fooled. I even tried to give him this, like, I was like, hey, well, you know, we didn't know what Carlos Mendoza was. We gave him an opportunity to fail, and he succeeded. Maybe Aaron zoop, cut that. Nope, done. Aaron Glenn came in with such bravado, such just like confidence and so sure of himself in the way that he talked to the media and talked about football and coaching and the team. And then you realize watching those games, right? We made a lot about Rob Sala and Jeff Ulbrich, their clock management, the team being unprepared. I'm telling you, I was watching that London game and I was paralyzed watching it because I just could not believe. I'm like, what are they doing? This looks like JV football. They have no clue what they're not attacking. This is a defensive-minded coach in a league where they're looking for the Ben Johnsons of the world. I talked about that last night coming on after Monday Night Football. Ben Johnson, in his first year, I know he's got the franchise quarterback. He just ripped off three wins in a row, a huge primetime win. The Jets probably should have three wins. They had three games that I think were winnable, but the difference is the coaching. And so now, right, after you felt like you hit rock bottom with the whole Aaron Rodgers saga, with the whole Rob Saleh saga, you're in another saga that is not starting off any better. And the 33rd team interviewed all of these different coaches and GMs to land on these guys. First-time GM, first-time coach. And they decide to pay Sauce Gardner. I don't know if you needed to do that. And they decided to pay Garrett Wilson. He's hurt now. He's clearly disgruntled. He probably is going to want out because all the conversation is they're wasting his talent. It's just bad. Is it Woody Johnson? You know? Is there some type of hex or curse on the Jets? I've had callers say it's the curse of Broadway Joe, but I'm just like, well, damn, if you are a Mets fan, and there's a lot, obviously, of ties between the Mets fans and Jets fans because of history, and then the Yankees fans and Giants fans because of history. You just can't find any peace. There's nothing to feel good about. And you don't get into watching sports and going to games and buying jerseys and listening to WFAN all day to be miserable. You want to have some fun. Mike is in Clifton Park with us. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, actually, so I'm a Giant and Mets fan, but I have some thoughts on the Mets, Yankees, and Jets, so here I go. So, you know, in terms of the Yankees and the Mets have this problem, I think the biggest issue is the Yankees and Mets don't have enough young everyday players coming in from the farm system. Like not superstar players, just good quality players because they bring the energy.
Well, the Mets tried that. That was the whole thing with Stearns this year. He was trying to see the baby Mets and what they could do.
Well, with Stearns, you know, he needs time because he only has he's had maybe one or two drafts. But all the players on the Mets and even the farm system coming up, they're none of his picks. The Yankees, they have to stop going. I mean, they go for free agents and trades. And I wish they would have some good players, really good players coming up, sticking around, doing a good job. I think that's what
I think they have some, but the window is closing for their aging players where it's like,
not enough.
To hell with the prospects developing. They can come up in 2028. You need to stack the deck with the best players in the league to get these guys across the finish line.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's where they failed, you know, is they haven't been able to do that. Now, the Jets, I think, you know, and I'm a Giants fan, but I think the Jets' biggest problem is, you know, they don't hire anyone experienced in terms of a coaching or GM. And if someone shakes loose, every once in a while there's a coach, a good coach that wants to be a GM, and Woody Johnson has to swallow his pride once that coach comes up again that wants to control of everything, you know. And
you would think he swallowed his pride enough at this point. There is no pride left to swallow. It is embarrassing. It's a mess. Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean, I talked last night about Ben Johnson. He declined the Jets interview as the Jets were interviewing former NFL coaches, college coaches, coordinators. Ben Johnson said, no, I'm good. No need. No need. Not taking that job. And that's another thing I was saying to the Jets fans. 888-808-1019 as we'll get into more of the Jets conversation this hour. Don't be so quick to run Aaron Glenn out of here. He's from you. He was drafted by the Jets. He played for the Jets. He wanted this job. I remember him not going to New Orleans to interview for that job, and Kellen Moore won the Super Bowl and ended up taking it. But, like, he canceled that flight to Louisiana because this is the job he wanted. It's just, hey, it's tough, man. It's tough to hear that instant coffee line. It's tough to hear the big ships turn slow line. It's tough to hear the guy talk about coaching, and then the players look like they haven't been coached. The quarterback looks like he hasn't been coached. That, to me, is the biggest disappointment because Justin Fields has all the tools. He doesn't have it upstairs. He doesn't recognize what he's seeing pre-snap. When the ball is snapped, he can't get it out fast enough. He's not processing fast enough. Paralysis by analysis. Or he's just afraid to turn over the ball. And, you know, that was fool's gold the last few weeks. I was going over that last night. How many of these Twitter accounts, and I honestly hate where we are with Twitter. Now you got Kurt Warner going out there attacking the Jets content creators that go through the All-22 film, and they're all attacking Justin Fields, and Kurt Warner, who called the game in London and was just as dumbfounded as the rest of us at the half, he's coming out to say, no, this is that, and this isn't it, and you guys never played, and you don't know. But there was a narrative out there about Justin Fields. I'll say this before we go to the break. They said Justin Fields in three full games with the Jets, 266 yards, three touchdowns, zero interceptions, 307 yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions, 309 yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions. He is not the problem. Now, if you watch the games, you know that a lot of that was in garbage time at the end, stat padding. You know he left a lot of food on the plate. There were plays that could have been made, throws that should have been made, Garrett Wilson being open, and him holding the damn ball too long. So that was a bad omen that people were running with those numbers and not actually watching the Jets game. Then you get into a game against Sean Payton overseas against that Denver Broncos defense. Stay tuned for the 9 o'clock hour when I get into the Giants, who are facing them next. That's a good defense. They stifled them. They didn't get anything. Watching that game sucked. It's like the Jets don't run positive plays. And now what are they going to do? Without Garrett Wilson, Braylon Allen's hurt, Quincy Williams is hurt, and now people want to fire the coach, bench the quarterback, and here they come home to face the Carolina Panthers, a team that they should be able to contend with, maybe even upset and beat. 888-808-1019. 1 hour down, 4 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.